My name is Glenn Adamson, and I'm the head of research at the Victoria and Albert Museum. So we're looking here at Orkney chairs, so their traditional form that's made in Orkney, which is a set of islands north of Scotland. And they're made in a combination of materials, often salvaged wood in the earlier examples, maybe from packing crates or other materials, and then oat straw that's tied with seagrass, which is called bent grass. And so you have a combination of woodworking techniques with basket making techniques to fashion the chairs. The Orkney chair really snaps into focus, you could say, in the late 19th century, at the very moment that it's commercialized, especially by David Kirkness, one of the prominent makers of that period, and the person who made more examples than any other, supposedly 14,000 over his career. And he was actively promoted, and his chairs were exported and shown in exhibitions here in London and elsewhere. And it was only by leaving Orkney that the chair, in fact, became known as an Orkney chair. So it's a very interesting kind of backwards example where a vernacular tradition becomes valued exactly at the moment that it starts to leave and that people outside start to notice it. So, for example, the fact that the chairs are sold at Liberty's is very interesting because Liberty's is one of the most stylish shops in London. One thing I think is really interesting about the Orkney chair in particular is that its form speaks to this idea of the hearth and the stone floor and the cottage and this rather remote location. So you have the hood that protects you from drafts, or, you know, some people say that the hood is also to protect you from noise, all the children running around the house. And so it gives you this sense of a very kind of folksy, humble way of life. But of course, that sense of impoverishment is kind of an authenticity in its own right. And that's exactly why people from outside Orkney choose this chair as a representation of this folk tradition. It's the very lack of means intrinsic to the tradition that they come to value.